welcome to the Self-Confidence Trainer from Uncommon Knowledge. My name is Roger Elliott. During this program, my colleague Mark Tyrrell and I will accompany you through this carefully constructed program of information, exercises, and hypnotic experiences to increase your levels of self-confidence and self-esteem. At the end of each section, you'll find a short summary of all the important points. Each summary is on its own track on the CD, so you can easily jump right to it. Please listen to the whole section first, though, or else the summaries may not make complete sense. Whenever you want to review a section or check your learning, you can use these summaries as quick reminders. As with all Uncommon Knowledge personal development and self-help products, the Self-Confidence Trainer is a practical program, first and foremost. That means that our aim is to build your self-confidence and self-esteem as quickly and as effectively as we can. You may have had the experience of using self-help programs or attending a workshop or seminar and coming away really pumped up and excited. And then a week later, you can't remember what all the fuss was about. At Uncommon Knowledge, we believe that learning can be fun, but to be truly effective, it needs to contain more than just exciting ideas. That's why you'll find practical exercises throughout the Self-Confidence Trainer. Some of these can be carried out immediately, such as the hypnotic sections, and you'll begin to notice the results right away. Others are to be continued for a period of time. This is because for solid self-confidence to become a part of everyday life, the skills need to be practiced and integrated into the way that you do things. In this way, a confident attitude becomes a habit. In our training and private practice, Mark and I have worked with thousands of people who wanted to build their confidence for one reason or another, and one thing that stands out is that different people have different ideas of what self-confidence is. So before we get started, I'd just like to make sure that we're all talking the same language. So here's a definition of self-confidence and self-esteem we can all use. To be self-confident, you need faith in your own abilities. To be able to rely on yourself so that you can relax and even enjoy new and challenging situations. This usually involves a low level of anxiety and a sense of mastery, control, or freedom. Self-confidence can also allow you to care less about what others think of you, as you trust your own version of events or your own reasons for action. In this way, you spend less time and energy worrying, second-guessing yourself, or avoiding difficult situations. Self-esteem is more to do with what you think of yourself as a person, whether you view yourself as basically worthwhile, honest, capable, and so on. However, here lies a trap for the unwary. Countless numbers of self-help books churned out over the last few decades have missed one vital point, and so unwittingly made life more difficult for those following their doctrines, instead of easier. We'll be focusing on this point later in the programme.